The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Dinner, are you coming? Been too busy listening to the radio. Seal might as well turn it off now you're here.
Gone to her interview, has she, really?
Ah, she looked $1 million, Connie. She wore that blue dress, you know. I can't see point, really, since she's only gone work in a pot bank, but I know she's got to impress.
You don't look such a ragamuffin yourself. Them trousers will go with this new jumper, ain't you?
I'm off the Heywood this afternoon for me physio. My legs would be like jelly if I could feel the bloody things.
Aye, well, you can't go on an empty stomach.
Oh, you've been up Elsie's again, haven't you?
Oh, dunna talk daft. Oatcakes are very good for you. They're full of fibre. That's what everybody's going mad about, isn't it? If it's fibre, it's fab. Well, if you want fibre, there's plenty in these oatcakes.
It's not the oatcake, it's what you pile in them. All that greasy cheese and bacon, I'm off it. Every time you come here, my cholesterol level, it's ceiling. Not to mention my blood pressure.
Here's your plate. Can't eat them out of paper.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I'm not hungry, mother-in-law.
It wouldn't do get too het up about physio either. They're there to help you, not hurt you.
Do you know what they're going to do?
Look on bright side. There's no pleasure without pain. Oh,
thank you for those healing words. If you must know, I'm not so bothered about this afternoon. It's me family I'm concerned about.
Did you talk to Irene about our Mark?
I can't understand her. She seems indifferent. I've washed my hands of it now, haven't I?
Well, you've got to sit down, have a good chinwag, like adults, and sort it out. And I mean sort yourselves out, not our Mark.
Hey, he's off his head, Connie. What you on about?
He seems very sensible to me.
Sensible? What's sensible about it? It's a phase, that's all. I mean, he's 18. 18-year-olds go through phases. It were winkle pickers with me, but with him it's... No, I ain't having it. He's no more a watch-it than I am.
Don't you be so sure, eh, Colcliffe? It took a lot of courage for our Mark to come and tell you. Sooner you come to terms with it, the better for all concerned. My Cyril used to say...
Oh, don't bore me witless with your Cyril. I've got time for my lot. As soon as they show, they've got time for me. I mean, look at me. Off to the Heywood for physio in a blessed taxi.
That doesn't seem right, I agree.
Car's in the family and I'm shelling out good money.
Are they sending one of them big ones, then?
Oh, damn, I forgot to say about my chair, didn't I?
Anybody in?
Hey, do me a favour, Connie. Ring them up and tell them send a taxi that can accommodate a wheelchair.
I'll be with you in a minute, Al Wendy.
Are you feeling, Dad, all right?
Where have you been all week?
Stayed at Sybil's last night. Mark's been a bit off with me.
Ah, never mind him. I thought you were turning over a new leaf. Drop it in, give your mother some help.
Dad, leave it out, will you?
Just like you lot have left us out, you mean.
What is this?
All of you lot have ever done since this happened is think of yourselves. Not one of you's lifted a finger to help your mother through this.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Now, Cheryl's got an excuse, but you and that lad have done next to nout. He's playing silly beggars in that house of his, and you've flitted from job to job like a dog with two watsits. Meanwhile, your mother's sacrificing her own pride for going work in a dusty, bloody pot bank so we can make ends meet.
Dad, I told you I'm going to get a job.
Aye, well, until you do, don't expect any more charity from here.
All right, Dad, if that's the way you feel. I only came to wish you good luck at the Heywood.
And it's important, so no later than half past one, please. Thank you. Cheerio. Now then, that's done. Where is she? Are Wendy gone?
Oh, it's my fault. I'm going bloody daft here.
Dad, up. God, you don't get much change out for fiver, do you? Me last and all.
You should have let me pay for that, Wendy.
Bernard, what are you doing here?
Let me buy you lunch.
Bernard, you don't have to.
I've ordered a ploughman's.
Oh, yeah. A ploughman's what?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Decided?
OK. If you're twisting me arm, chicken and chips.
Excuse me? Could I add chicken and chips to my order? Thanks. Let's get a seat, Wendy.
Are you on your Todd?
Footloose and fancy-free.
Ditto.
Oh, don't tell me you've been stood up.
No, I haven't even been bothered lately. My love life's going downhill fast.
Ditto.
Only thing I get's randy 15-year-olds are dirty old married men whose wives don't understand them. At least I'm safe where you are.
Well...
You were sweet to know him out, weren't you, Doc? It's okay, you can tell me, if you don't mind, like.
How is he?
He looks up to you, Amart, respects you, like. I think that's why he wanna, you know, go with you.
I think it's more to do with Philip. Young, blonde and very good-looking.
Isn't he just? I wish he wanna gay, because I could make him very happy indeed, believe me.
No way I can compete with him.
Don't let it get you down, Doc. Plenty of efficiency, you know. I bet you've had your first year of boyfriends, haven't you?
Well...
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question, Bernard?
I hope they're not too long with the food.
Do you sometimes feel you've missed out on having kids?
No. One of my colleagues has 5. We're very good friends. In fact, I'm godfather to his 10-month-old son.
It's not the same as having your own, though, is it?
Well, actually, Wendy...
What?
Ah, here's the food. Thanks. Great. You know, Wendy, forgive me for saying so, but you really ought to think more about what you eat.
Oh, it's me, Phil.
How are you?
I'm fine. Luke, do I have to hold this conversation with a talking Montego?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, look at you. You're filthy.
Oil, Philip. Take a look at your engine. You'll find it there and all.
Can't be good for you lying on this damp floor. You should ask your boss for a trolley or something and some decent overalls.
Is this a social call or a lecture on safety in the workplace?
What are you doing for lunch?
I've got to Oakport for Mr. Blow.
Well, when he comes back?
He isn't. Anyway, I've got to get this Montego finished.
Can I fetch you some lunch then?
No, I can't be bothered today.
Oh, Mark, be sensible. You have to eat summit.
I've got too much on my mind to eat.
That's stupid. Either you eat gallons of grease or nothing at all. No wonder they call this Sick City.
Well, I've been feeling sick for a week, haven't I?
What, since you told your old fella, you mean? Mark, can't you get it out of your mind? They know now. It's up to them to cope with it, not you.
My dad's got enough to cope with. I shouldn't have told him. Not yet.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, you're kind of smoking here. I could lecture you on smoking, couldn't I?
Smoke 2 a day in the menthol.
Still, it's too...
Okay, obviously I'm not welcome. I'll go back to Leek and have a drink in the hotel bar. Maybe somebody there will have lunch with me. See you back at the house later. Suppose you're still on the settee tonight? But it's not much more comfortable than that floor.
Phil? Phil, hold on a minute.
Ray Colclough? My name's Ken. Ken Fuller, physiotherapist.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Now, how have you been feeling lately?
Physically, oh, fine. Well as can be expected. No, it's the emotional scars that are troubling me at Mo.
Well, I'll see what I can do with the physical ones first.
Well, swelling's gone down a bit, actually.
Yes, I see. Have you been doing any exercises at home, Ray?
Aye, squeezing a tennis ball, you know, and swinging me arms about. Try and keep as mobile as possible, really. Drive me wife mad when she's trying to watch telly.
Oh, I'll bet.
Sooner you get me out of this chair and opening batting, the better.
Oh, well, we won't be playing any cricket today, I'm afraid. It's a cross-country run.
Piece of cake.
Good, okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Blow.
Mr. Blow's out, I'm afraid, look. Oh, it's you, Gran.
Hello, Mark. How's me little love?
Never called me that for years. I'm fine.
Listen here. They know you're avoiding Jubilee Terrace. You can't go on forever, Mark.
You know where I am, Gran? I didn't intend to upset our dad. How is he?
Being put through his paces at physiotherapy. He'll come round, love. Give him time. If it's any consolation, your mum's taking it well.
Oh, I thought she might. I knew Dad would be one for convince. He always wanted me to go down pit like him. You know, be one of the boys, get drunk and sing macho songs on the way home. Now he just thinks I'm a limp-wristed puff. Tell the truth, I didn't think you'd take it so well.
You know what? I may be getting on and wrinkled, lad, but I know what's going on in the world. This AIDS thing might be quite new. But homosexuality's been around a fair while, I can assure you.
Fancy a cup of tea, Gran?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
I'll wash you out a cup.
I'll do that. You carry on wiping your spark plug in case that Mr. Blow comes back. Now then, tell me, how's that jumper on it for you?
Nice. Too nice wear for work.
Thanks for the chat, Bernard. Just where I needed.
You'll get me shot, keeping me away from the office all afternoon. I admit, I enjoy your company.
Sure I can attempt you down a country lane? I know hundreds.
I've got to babysit. For my colleague.
Ah, well. And you want to come in for a coffee?
No, I don't think so, Wendy.
You know, I was thinking of getting a job. You ain't got any going at building society, have you?
Can you type?
With one finger. One I pick my nose with.
I won't tell anybody.
No, dunno. Okay, Bernard. I'll be off. Bye.
Bye.
Bathroom's free, Philip. Oh, I feel great for that.
You look great, Mark. I don't suppose you feel ready to leave your city tonight?
Yeah.
What, you mean you'll sleep with me?
Just after you left garage, my gran turned up. We had a long talk. She was great. She told me something about my family I didn't know. Made me come to a decision.
Really?
I want our Wendy out.
Blimey.
If we're going to make a go of this relationship, Philip, I cannot do it with her under my feet. I'm going to tell her find somewhere else.
I think she already has. She didn't stay here last night.
Great. Looks like she's got a fella and all.
Meaning you've got yours.
That's right. But listen, I've got these.
You really have been sorting things out.
It's safe sex, Philip. Always.
There shouldn't be any other kind. Looks like now's your chance.
Hello, you young lovers.
Wendy.
Don't tell me you want a coffee.
It's hard for me to say this, but I think... We think it's about time you found yourself somewhere permanent, like.
God, Mark, I'm hardly through the door.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
Subtle as a constipated rhinoceros you are.
It's for the best, Wendy. Things wouldn't work.
Hello, Wendy. How are you? How did the job search go? Had a nice day. Sling your up.
It ain't like that.
Oh, I'm going for world record, me. Twice in one day. First my dad shows me the door, and now my kid brother.
He's probably a blessing in disguise.
Well, I suppose I can always sell my body on the street.
No.
Well, where else am I going to go?
Wherever you were last night.
Sybil's? All right, I'll dump myself on her. Would that make you happy? Anywhere so you two can get it together in peace.
I don't want to argue about it, Wen.
Oh, don't Wen me. I'm off. Don't worry.
Really, it's for the best, Wendy.
Just because I got paint in your precious kettle.
Don't be silly.
Right, then. That's it. I'll leave you to it. Nice while it lasted. I'll pack.
Didn't I take it too badly, did she?
Mark?
Yeah?
Balls!
Not too badly at all, Mark.
Oh, God. Gonna make me dad even angrier.
Look, Mark, just carry on as if normal. Meanwhile, we've got the house to ourselves.
Right, Ken, how'd I do?
So far, so good, Ray. Pinpricks didn't reveal much this time, but I didn't expect them to. Nothing wrong with you from the bottom up. You can dress yourself all right. Have your family been helping?
Don't mention my family to me, Ken. Nope, but worry.
You managed with the calipers pretty well. Now, there's just one more exercise I'll have to do.
I had a bit of a blow last week with my youngest.
I want you to lift yourself off the bed and support yourself onto the sink. Now, I want to see you wash yourself, just from the chest up.
It don't help much when you try and get on mend and your family's falling apart around you, Ken.
Now, can you do that for me?
Trouble is, my stomach feels a bit queasy.
Now, that might be hunger. You've been here quite a long time. Now, just this final exercise and I'll let you go, all right?
You want me by that sink?
Now, don't try to walk, Ray. It's within reach. Just reach out and support yourself. I'm here.
Oh. Look at that. I can't even sit up.
Take your time. Now swing your torso around. Sit on the bed. Now shuffle your cheeks to the edge of the bed. Good.
Like that.
Good. Now the sink's within reach. Slowly bend, reach out and stand against it.
Oh. Hey, I feel bloody awful, Ken.
Just one more effort, right? That's all.
No, I can't. I'm bloody useless.
Come on.
My head's spinning.
I'll support you under your arms. Now push up. Oh. Good, good. You're standing right. Good.
Oh, I feel sick. Christ, I feel sick.
Okay, in the sink.
Oh, my head's spinning. Sit me down, quick. It's my bloody mother-in-law interfering. I told her about them greasy oat cakes.
It was the effort, don't worry.
I can't move, Ken. I can't manage it.
I want to walk again, will I? Tell me.
Calm down, Ray. You did fine.
I can't have managed to stand up. Oh, it's all down, you can. I'm sorry. I splashed on me jumper. I'm not man I was. And our mark, at least degrading it. It's downright bloody degrading.
Mark Bickerton wrote today's episode of The Coal Cloughs. The serial, devised by Tony Perrin, is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode on Monday.